Ah, mmm. The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
Okay, folks, March 11th. March 11th, Bonnie and I will be doing a live podcast from the Village Underground. Alive, My Wife Hates Me. Please go to ComedyCellar.com. Under Feature Events, you can buy your tickets. It is March 11th, 8 o'clock. We will have a celebrity guest marriage counselor come in. It's going to be great. It's going to sell out. So get your tickets now. ComedyCellar.com. Feature event, live podcast. Go fuck yourself.
She loves him too.
Test. 1, 2, 3. Test. Give it a shot, Bonnie.
Test.
You're going to have to talk up.
Look at how fat that was. That's, I don't have to talk up.
Okay.
That's perfect.
Well, test, test, test. Now we're back to doing the podcast on the desktop because the MacBook Pro, we seemed like both mics seemed like there was a technical difficulty and we didn't want to tape a whole podcast. Then something goes wrong, right? That would be stupid, wouldn't it?
Is this like guy talk or something?
It's tech talk. The beginning.
Yeah, do guys like this? Like they're like, oh, weird that the MacBook Pro is not working out.
I don't think anybody likes it.
What? The MacBook Pro?
No, this kind of talk.
Oh.
Now I kind of forgot how to work it on this thing.
But it's working, right?
Yeah, it's working. I don't know if I remember how to save it and send it. I'll figure it out as I go along.
You've done like how many?
Over 100.
Over 100 and you're still like so unclear as to how to do it. It's weird.
Well, we've done the last
four. You've not become an expert at all in this.
We've done the last four or five on the MacBook Pro, so now I got to remember how to do it back on the desktop.
It's always amazing to me when I do other people's podcasts and they have like an engineer and like 87
interns.
Interns like getting you things. We did Legion of Skanks, Big J Okerson's.
Uh huh.
Podcast. It's like, how does he get so many sycophants hanging about?
What are sycophants?
Sycophants? They're like people who like just hang out to kiss your ass, kind of.
Well, I don't
like
know.
Like hangers on. What do black people call them?
You could easily have
your posse.
You could easily have a million of those people if you want to drag along a bunch of fucking.
I would love to have a posse. I think
easily,
it's cool.
Easily could get a posse. What are you talking about? Comics or groupies?
The other night I did the I did that show at the Creek in the Cake. And then after my set, right after, I walked downstairs to do the Legion of Skanks. And you were already sitting in.
Yeah.
And when I walked in, they go, oh, wow, Bonnie's here with a posse. And it felt so good. Just because some of the people that were up in the show, the comedians and Rebecca, who owns the place and stuff, came in with me. And I was like, this is how I should cruise around with the posse.
Two things. I'll get back to that in one second. I noticed you're saving those jars. What are those?
Because I make pickles in the summer. You've never, you know I do that.
Yeah, but you wouldn't save pickle jars in a china cabinet amongst beautiful.
Well, I don't know where. I don't know where.
She is so farmish. This is a beautiful china cabinet we have in our dining room.
First of all, it's hideous. It's not like.
It's not hideous. It's a china cabinet. It's beautiful.
Oh my God! And you have like
vases in there, and
it's so weird.
Dishes that are beautiful, and pickle jars.
Well, because I don't know where to put them.
In your ass.
But I make really good pickles. I know it sounds farmy, but you got to admit, those pickles I make are good.
Well, yeah, you start off with pickles, and then you make pickles.
Really? I put pickles in?
What do you start off with? Cucumbers?
Last year. Do you not remember any of this?
I kind of remember your
beans. I made them three times, three different batches.
What? How do you start off with cucumbers and they turn them into pickles?
Yes.
All right. Well, listen.
One way. And then I do carrots and beans, and I did cauliflower also. You can pickle. I'm going to get creative. Pickle some crazy shit. You can pickle onions, eggs. Everybody knows that one.
Let's get back.
You know what? Something that's so irritating about you. Like, anytime I'm doing anything that gives me joy, you always look in with such disdain. Yesterday I was doing yoga. You came home and you were like, you just walk in and like,
yeah.
You try to dismiss the whole thing. Like, it's just the worst, horriblest thing.
Oh, well, you're doing yoga with your fucking iPad in your hand. You can't do yoga. You got to concentrate.
I was doing yoga with my iPad.
What were you doing? You were doing meditation with your iPad.
Yeah, I was
first
reading
of all,
medita-
this is all. Okay, we'll get back to the posse in a second. This is Bonnie in one day. Meditation, that Fit Club, and yoga. It's a little too much. A little too much. And you got to admit that. You know,
why?
Because when you
yoga
do
only, the meditation only takes 20 minutes.
Can I explain why?
Yeah.
When you do too much, you burn out, then you don't keep doing it.
Really?
Because you burn out on
so
it.
So you should, using that, like, not be burnt out at all and doing it all the time, and you don't.
What? What are you talking about? Not being
It's like the weirdest thing. Like, if somebody's doing something that Rich personally wouldn't want to do, he tries to talk you out of it.
Even I don't try to talk
no
you out of it.
No bearing on him whatsoever.
I'm not trying to talk you out of
you
it.
You always say, I say, I'm going to CrossFit. You're like, oh, you're going to your dumb class? I'm going to the
I never
gym.
Say
Which
that
one?
Dumb
the
class.
Dumb one? Yes, you do.
I've never said the dumb
you
one.
Do.
I never said the dumb one.
You do.
I
you
might
do.
Have said the stupid
you
one.
You do.
The stupid one.
You do.
It is kind of dumb. Because you complain every day you come home.
I don't complain. I brag. I'm bragging about how hard the workout was.
All right.
It's very difficult.
Come back bruised.
I had
beaten down.
From the kettlebell.
Your panties were ripped off the other day.
Well, that was, it was the sexual assault day. It's a tough one. It's a tough day.
Now,
Big J does it too.
You could easily have a posse, especially if you want a bunch of new comics hanging out with you.
That's fine. I don't care who they are as long as it's about me.
Well, they'll hang out with you. Somehow you got to reward them, throw them a bone, you know.
I do, but eventually it changes into then they're like, what about me? How's my set? And it's like, ugh.
Yeah, that's what happens when you have a posse of comics. Now, you could have a posse of fans too, of just crazy fans that come and hang out and walk around with you. You don't want that, because if they're hanging out with you, how good can they be? The only posse you
well,
really
Jay
want
has
in life,
since I've known him, he's had a posse. And
the only posse you want in life is when you pay, because then you say shut up, they shut up because you're paying. You say do this, do that, then they're because you're paying. But anything else comes. Then anything else comes with stipulations. Do you understand what I'm saying? Fans are crazy.
I think you need to be like, I think you need to smoke pot or have something that's going to like bond everyone together.
Well, that's basically paying somehow.
No, but the people in the posse would bring the pot a lot of time. But it's like,
well, you're paying with
something
your,
you can all do together.
You're paying with your
you.
Time and your fakeness and your phoniness and pretending you like them.
Maybe they really do like.
Well, maybe, yeah, but I'm saying he's hanging out with comics. His posse is comics. And
it's harder to have female friends in comedy because
they're crazy.
Well, if they're working comedians, you never get to see them. It's not like you're hanging out. Like, who do I see out and about? Nikki Glaser was.
Well, that's my point, like, because his posse is comics that aren't at his level. So he gets work. Sometimes he'll bring him to open for him. Sometimes he'll help him out. But you can't hang out, have a posse of comics at your own level when you're at our level, because they're all working. So luckily, once in a while, we'll go to the cellar and friends will be there. You hang out. But no one's going to walk around
your
town.
Friends.
Sometimes your friends are there.
If I
bring them in.
Yeah.
Because they
they're not allowed to sit at the table.
Well, they don't usually go to the cellar.
They're like, not only do they not go to the cellar, they're so intimidated by it. The only one that wasn't intimidated by it was, what's her name?
Martini?
No. Annie Letterman. I'm sorry, I had to stretch. Annie Letterman.
Talk up.
Annie Letterman. She doesn't have any fears in life.
She's still in L.A.?
Yeah. I haven't heard from her in a while, so I don't know. I don't have an update. I don't have an Annie Letterman update.
Well,
she used to call me and be like, this is like a thing that we know other comics that would do. Like, it's a way to brag without, you don't want to be like, hey, listen to what I got. You know what I mean? So they call you and they pose it as a question. Do you think I should do the Tonight Show? I don't know. Like, that wasn't her thing, but she did a different show. It was like, I'm not sure I should do it.
What, Byron Allen?
But do you know what I mean?
Should I do?
Oh, this big, big agent wants to sign me. I don't know.
So last night was Jimmy Fallon's first night. Any takes on that?
No. I don't care whatsoever. I don't understand why talk shows are even a thing.
Well, like, what else would you do in place of? I mean, that's how you get.
How come the public hasn't risen up and been like, enough already, enough? You know, there's so many talk shows. If you want to see a celebrity talking, you can do it anywhere at any time. You don't need to.
No, you can't. You can only
wait
read
for
about
Jimmy
it.
Jimmy Kimmel. Jimmy Fallon or whoever the other Jimmys are doing late night shows.
No, you can only read about it. You know, you don't.
It's a bizarre thing. It's a bizarre thing to have that many shows that are exactly the same.
Well, same with reality, same with dramas, same with cop shows. They're all the same.
Yes.
They get a formula, what works, and that's what they do. You know, I think there's other people that should also have talk shows. Besides who have them. Not saying the ones who have them shouldn't have them.
I can't believe they haven't put a woman in late night yet. Like, that seems like...
Well, Chelsea Handler.
Yeah, but she's on E, which is different. I mean, it's
cable,
different.
But she would be
it's
good.
It's only half an hour. It's more of a round table. I mean, I guess you could consider it late night, but it's still not like the late night, you know? It's Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon, Seth Meyers, Conan O'Brien. Who's the other one?
Dave Letterman.
Oh, right. Letterman.
Okay.
Wow, he's a dinosaur compared. I wonder how he feels.
Why? He's probably the best at it.
He's a good interviewer. I'm not sure.
Why? He's a great interviewer. What about Ferguson?
I don't know. I don't even consider Ferguson. But I don't even like.
That's not nice.
I don't care if it's nice. All right.
What if Dave Ferguson called you today and said, do the show tomorrow, would you do it?
I'd have to call Annie Letterman and be like, oh, should I do it?
Well, you're going to have to do as many shows when the movie comes out. Remember that movie that we did that we keep talking about?
Oh, God. I kind of remember.
Yeah. The lawyer was supposed to call me back the other night. I'll call you back. Don't worry. Anyhow, I forgot about that project. That project is in the back burner now.
People still are like on Twitter, like, where's the movie? And I don't respond anymore because it's embarrassing.
Yeah, I know.
It's like, yeah. I mean, the thing is that we keep getting told the same things we keep telling everyone else, which is, like, we had to do all this, like, legal shit on the movie for order it to come out. And we did that, you know, all the rights and clearances, blah, blah, blah. And then they just keep saying, like, yeah, like, it was supposed to be, like, Valentine's Day it was supposed to come out. It's like, we still haven't seen a contract. It's anxiety inducing because you're pushing nothing. Like, you're just really sitting there hoping that it happens because I don't know what else to do.
You can't say to your third lawyer, you know, fuck off because it's your third lawyer.
Well, we do say sometimes, like, we'll just, you know, like Ted Alexander released his comedy album.
Yeah, but you can take it. You can get it for free if you don't want to pay.
On his site?
No, on those sites. You said you pay anything, right?
No, 99 cents or above.
Yeah.
But he set that up. So you could, he obviously got someone to set up a website for him where you could do that.
Yeah,
it wasn't ideal
difference.
Because it was like.
There's a difference because the website, if we put that movie on it, would get bombarded. And would it be able to handle that many hits at once? You know, that's technical shit.
And then people have to watch the movie on the computer also.
Yeah, but or unless they have it on TV. Or,
oh, I don't know how that works.
But the website's got to be able to handle, you know.
But if you did like a $5 download.
Yeah, that's what you would do. But what if 10,000 downloads come in at once?
Then that's, I can't do the math.
No, can the computer, can the server or whatever, the way you have it set
know.
Up?
I don't know.
You know, so but there's a setting up.
Obviously,
like,
when Louis C.K. did
yeah,
it,
but
he
must spent
have had
like
much.
He said he spent like $30,000 to build that site. That's what he said on radio, public. So I didn't say anything that he didn't say. He said that on Opie and Anthony that it costs like $25,000 or $30,000 to build the website.
Right.
I don't know where he would get that kind of money.
Well, Louis, he's broke as far as I know. He doesn't have anything.
I think I lent him $10 a couple of weeks ago.
Jesus, he's always got his hand out, that guy.
Well, what are you going to do?
What you going to do?
So,
he just recently released a movie that he made like 20 years ago.
Yeah, I know.
I've seen it before. Have you seen it?
No.
It's a very strange movie.
It's funny.
It's kind of interesting.
Louis C.K. jumping on his own Louis C.K. bandwagon.
Yeah, like Louis C.K. is falling for everything Louis C.K.'s ever done.
I heard he released some home movies.
Yes.
From when. I remember when he first came to New York. We were working. He was like, we were working. We did a show together at the Village Gate upstairs. And he was from Boston. And I could have been an ass when I first met him.
I'm sure you were.
I probably was. Or I could have been nice. But I remember
when I first met him.
We were at the Village Gate upstairs.
Do you know who I am?
When you first met him? Why, he was famous then?
Now.
Our kid needs headphones for what?
You don't need it. Go. Why, because you're going to be down here? Go look beside my bed. Go look all around. I can't help you.
Your headphones, the red ones. You probably brought them in your room.
I did.
They're somewhere, probably.
Well, just watch it in your room. We're almost done.
No, I want to watch it here. Yes, come here.
First of
Why
all,
does
quit
you
talking.
Have an accent?
Quit talking like a Canadian. Oh, she's not in school today.
Because it's a snow day.
Because it's a snow day. Any day it snows. We were supposed to do Opie and Anthony today, weren't we?
This morning, yeah. I mean, I got the tweet.
What? And then it, you know, obviously we can't go in. One, we're snowed in. We got to go.
Our kid.
Our kid had no school. What else? We're not going into New York, then coming home, then going back tonight for the benefit. It'd be too much. But we were planning on going until our kid, school was canceled. We're going to get a hotel, but that all fell through because no school for the old Reina. You hear what I'm saying, folks? No school. So, Louis might have said, do you know who I am? Just by, hey, do you know who I am? You're
no.
probably exaggerating, going, do you know
I
who
just
I
got
am?
Here from Canada. And, okay, I have to go deal with our kid. Hang on.
Okay, Bonnie's leaving. Now, we're not doing any Dollar Shave Club ads today. So, listen, if you're going to buy something on Amazon, go to riotcast.com or Amazon or wherever the fuck you go and hit / My Wife Hates Me and buy it there. We got a check for $60, so somebody must be buying. $60 we got a check for. Thank you, folks. This week, also, I'm at Off the Hook in Marco Island. Off the Hook Comedy Club, Marco Island. Hopefully, I can play golf. Hopefully, my pulled muscle is... It's starting to heal a little. I'm scared. My pulled muscle is starting to heal. And I'm going to try to play golf, and I have a feeling it might hurt it
Why
again.
Didn't you do the ad?
We're not doing it this week.
Why?
We do it... There's only certain weeks we do it. I don't know why.
Uh-oh. We're already got shut down from that one?
Well, we didn't kind of screw up the last two times.
We did?
Yeah. Oh. We didn't give the like a dollar for four, to whatever the price
is. Oh, we didn't give the like full breakdown of what you get?
Yeah, we didn't give the breakdown.
Well, let's not do it now.
Why?
They don't want to pay us every week.
We owe them, though. We kind of owe them a free one.
No, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You're insane.
Why am I insane? We didn't do it right. We should do it.
Then do it. Then fine, do it. But don't just sit here and talk about if you should or shouldn't.
Well, I'm not doing it because I don't have the paper in front of me.
Good.
And I, so we were supposed to do Opie and Anthony today. I went to a lot of comics must have went in. I should call Bobby, see if he went in. To see, to O&A.
Is this like you always know for some reason? I don't know. I always think that was a bad podcast, and you're always like, no, that was a good one.
Well, this
so
one,
I try to get I try to get a beat on if we're doing good or not. And in my mind, I think this one's really bad. We haven't discussed anything of value.
Well, we did a little. We're breaking in.
Breaking in, we're half done.
Huh? We're not half done.
Yeah, we're half done. I got to go get my hair done. I have to leave.
Well, what do you want to talk about? Do you have any subjects? What went on this week?
Well, I was going to make a list of things that you got mad at this week, but I didn't do it. But I do remember a couple of them.
Like what?
Because you will just get mad at everything. Like ridiculous, ridiculous stuff. You're so like... Like last night, your pants were too wrinkled.
Yeah.
So you're walking around. Oh, fuck shit. God damn it. Like that. About wrinkled pants.
Well, those pants, there's whenever I want, when those pants, they come out too wrinkled. And for some reason, those pants, which are in my top three favorite pants, you can't iron the wrinkles out of them. I even took them to the cleaners and they still came back wrinkled. There's something about those pants, and I really like those pants. So I get mad. Like, they came out of the dryer, but I have a technique, and this will work for a lot of you folks. If you don't know it, I'll help you out. A lot of people, you know, if you don't want to iron.
You roll them. He rolled them.
No, that's plan B. Plan A, after your clothes come out of the dryer, and they're wrinkled, okay, one, they'll be wrinkled if you put too many clothes in the dryer. If you don't overload your dryer, then they'll come out less wrinkled. That's rule number one. Now, if you break rule number one and your clothes come out wrinkled and you're going, ah, shit, I don't feel like ironing, what you do is you take the pants or the shirt or whatever item you want to wear and you have a spray bottle and you spray water on the front and back, spray it. Don't drench it. You just spray it, throw it back in the dryer by itself, and it'll dry out the wrinkles. Did you know that?
Yeah.
You knew that?
Of course.
Because you've seen me do it.
No, I actually, Rich, I mean, I can't even, I'm not defending that I knew how to get a wrinkle out with a dryer. I can't. You invented it. You invented it.
You've never done that until you saw me do it.
Stop.
You didn't even have a dryer.
Are you kidding me? Of course I did.
Downstairs in the back of your building.
So what?
So you didn't have a spray bottle. You didn't.
I didn't go my whole life without a dryer. The spray bottle, yeah, that's what stopped me. I didn't know.
Okay.
Come on, please.
All right.
Anything that I do now... Or whatever, you're like, I taught you that. That's what I did. It's like I was just like a lump of clay before you met me. And you molded me into this fucking sack of shit I am now. Great. Did a good job.
No. Because I would never mold a person that meditates.
If it is something that I came up with and not you, then you go like this. You're so disdainful.
That's not true. You see the... shit lining and everything.
Really?
You're negative Nelly.
Okay, then this is another one that you got mad about last night. I was cleaning up after dinner. I don't know if you remember this.
I put most of the stuff away into the...
No, you don't. No, you don't.
Are you kidding me? Do you watch me put the stuff away?
Rich, No, you don't. You take a couple things off the table and you put it in the fridge and then you act like you're done.
And the dishwasher.
No, enough. Stop.
You don't see. Okay, go ahead.
No, because you know what? It's like there's still an entire mess. There's sweeping. There's wiping. There's like things need to go into containers and into fridge. Nothing. Like it takes you 1 second. You put away the ketchup or whatever, and then.
All right, I'm not going to argue miscellaneous things. Tit for tat. I don't do that.
Okay, so I'd made you dinner. Okay.
You made us dinner. Don't say I made you dinner. You made us dinner, all of us,
oh,
right?
I didn't know I was eating meat. Your dumb meatballs. So then I come downstairs. I go up, take a shower, come downstairs. Rich goes, the couch needs to be vacuumed. I go, by all means, go ahead. And you got so angry that you wanted me to that moment vacuum the couch. Like,
it is
a little ridiculous that you're like, I mean, what goes on in your head?
First of all, I was on the phone with Verizon.
Who gives a shit? Who fucking gives a shit? You always act like if that has no bearing on my life, your call to Verizon, okay? And also, every single person on the planet has to make these calls. It's not like you're, I don't know why you think, like, you're always like, I'm doing this. This is important. It's like we all have to like maneuver our days around these calls that we have to make. You know, we all have to pay our bills. We all have to. It's like it's not.
It's called life on life's terms.
It's life. You don't
life
get
on
to,
life's
you,
terms.
You don't get to be like that was my job.
No, but it came.
I'm
up
doing
the last
work. Night. I'm on the phone with Verizon. No, that doesn't.
All I do is say, can you please vacuum this while I'm on the phone?
And, but why didn't you just do it after you were done?
I did do
but
it.
Why
after
didn't
I was
you
doing...
do it before you made the call? You were in charge of that call. That call was made
by you. I didn't think I'd be on hold for 20
you.
Minutes. I didn't think I'd be on hold for 20 minutes.
Who gives a shit?
Nobody. I
Nobody's.
Did it.
Why did you get so mad?
I didn't get mad.
I wouldn't jump up and vacuum the couch.
I didn't
right
get mad. I asked you politely, and then you started yelling at me.
No, I didn't yell at you. I said, by all means, go ahead. And then you were like, I'm on the phone with Verizon.
Yeah.
And I was like, great. When you're done, go ahead.
And
do whatever
you
need to do.
Well, who hung the shelf for you the other day that took a lot of work?
Again, another situation where it's just
what?
Ridiculousness. Because I asked you to put a shelf up.
I put a shelf up.
Which you did.
Took a lot of work.
Fine. Great.
It wasn't just hanging a shelf. There was, you got to get it level. You have to measure it on center. And there was no studs. I had to put anchors
in.
I'm
extremely appreciative
of the
shelf.
I had to move the washer and dryer.
I'm really extremely appreciative of the shelf.
Okay, but it's a little too high, so I wanted to put
one. Then he wants to put another shelf in. I said, I don't want another shelf. That one's fine. That's great.
It's
all
too
I needed. It's perfect to me. So it's my bathroom. You put one shelf in, which I asked for. Great. I'm happy about it. Now he will not stop talking about going to get another shelf.
Well, because one is...
And not only that, but it's like, this is Rich Voss. Hey, I'm going to go do this. Can you do this? Or can you take Raina here? I'm going to get a shelf. I got to go get a shelf.
I didn't know.
Are you kidding me?
No.
I'm doing this for you. I'm getting you a shelf.
No.
It's like... I don't want another shelf. I really, please do not. I mean, there's other things you could do. You could finish the shelves you started in Raina's room anytime that you feel like it.
What do you mean they're finished? What
no,
do you mean?
They're not. Those things are just sitting on there. They're not painted. You kept saying, I'm going to paint them. If it was your way, I still wouldn't have put the stuff on those shelves. I just ended up doing it because I knew it was never going to get done. And those, they're not locked in.
Yeah.
No. Go look, you can lift them right off.
Oh. Well, I'll get to that, yeah. I thought that we were done with those. Those came out pretty good, too. You notice how they're pretty even?
I think you do a great job when you do it. I love it.
I'm pretty handy, aren't I?
Yeah, like when we start like getting into fights about like division of labor, Rich always brings up light bulbs.
Oh, what about... Did I always go get them and put them in?
Yes, but it's just a...
Huh?
It's just a funny thing.
You know those... We have floodlights in our kitchen, the floodlights. and they keep blowing out. Sometimes they'll blow out 2 weeks.
Nobody
after.
Come on, let's go. Let's
so I want to put those
else.
Other bulbs in.
Come on, nobody
do they,
wants.
Do
to
you have to put
it.
Floodlight bulbs in? Come no, on. You know the ones that hang down. The ones
we got
that,
10 more minutes on this podcast. Let's go. Let's do something good.
What do you mean 10 more minutes? We only did 28 minutes.
Let's talk about comedy or something. What's good? Good comedy. Oh, we went to Vinny's, Uncle Vinny's. I did open for you at Uncle Vinny's the other night.
Well, you did a...
Well, first of all, on Friday night, JWoww was in the audience.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead, talk about it.
I wasn't there. All I know is what you called me and were like, who's JWoww? And then I was like, she's famous, don't worry about it. And then from Jersey Shore, I've never seen the show one time, but I knew who she was.
Uh-huh.
And how... You didn't know who that was kind of... How do you not know these things?
I knew she was with...
You're always on the computer, but what are you doing on there? You're clicking on fake news stories thinking they're real. That's what you're doing. Last night, he's like clicks on something. He's like, oh my God, look at this. It's about like sex in Sochi. It's like so clearly a fake news story. You're like, no, it's real. This is real. Then like when you see them like sitting in like the salad bar somewhere having sex, you're like, maybe this isn't real. Like it took
that long.
How'd
they get so many people to have sex like that? Was that a porn?
They're fuzzed out, right? Their middle parts?
No, some were really having it.
No, they weren't. They just had like
oh.
flesh-colored underwear on, probably. And it's fuzzed out.
Okay. Can we take a quick break so I can go?
No.
Yeah.
No.
I have to go to the bathroom.
Really?
I'm serious. Who's that? Who's calling you?
My hair appointment.
They're probably going to say that it's...
They're not.
Hello?
But Bonnie made a hair appointment.
Yes. Okay.
Test.
We have to start again?
No, we dare. No, there. It's going. It's going.
So, how was it?
I don't talk about that kind of stuff. We paused and I went to the bathroom and now we're back. Which we don't usually pause our podcast.
You've claimed in the past that you don't know how, that you can. I've always like, pause it.
Well, I figured
and
out.
You won't.
I figured out.
Yeah.
All you got to do is hit pause.
Oh, see, this is like why, like,
what?
You know, shitting can sometimes, it's good for technology, you know?
Is that the kind of humor you want to put out in the world?
It's not humor. This is reality. This is reality.
So, Bonnie came into the guest spot. But that night,
this was the night before was JWoww.
Yeah.
Which then you tweeted her and she tweeted you back. And then I found out Rich doesn't know anything about Twitter. He doesn't understand how it works. No, you didn't get it. Like, I had to explain to you 100 times that all her followers see her tweet.
I know that.
And then you have to retweet her tweet for your followers to
yes,
see.
Yes, I know that. I'm no dummy.
Well, why did you act like a dummy when I was telling it to you then?
No, there was 2 JWoww's that were tweeting me. One had 1.5 million followers and one had 5-point-something million. That's a lot of followers. 5-point-something million.
That was the fake one. The fake JWoww had more followers than the real
that
one.
Was probably her publicist or her team. I don't know. I don't know how they do it. All I know is 5.5 million. That's 5.5 million.
That works out to be about 5.5 million.
5.5 is 5.5.
That's like one more 500,000.
Would be 6.
Yeah.
Or if it was less than 500,000, it'd be 5.
You're right. You got it. You're good at math.
I don't know what I'm going to do tonight on stage. I don't even know. Like,
yeah, tonight is the Patrice Benefit show, which is a big show. And it's sold out already, so...
I'm hosting it. And there's a lot of comics on it.
I got an email that said, be prepared to do 8 minutes. But they should have said, like, be prepared to only do 8 minutes. The way they worded it made it sound like stretch. You're going to have to go beyond your comfort zone of 5 minutes.
I really don't. I want to try some new bits. I mean, the bits I want to do, I've only done a couple times on stage. Once. Well, twice. So?
Which ones?
The one about the 12th. This is the
12th. Nah, I wouldn't do that one.
Why? It's funny.
It is, but you haven't worked it out exactly.
Well, I'll work it out tonight in front of a theater.
Okay. Live. All right. You know it's a contest, right? Okay, here's who's on it. Attell, Bill Burr, Dane Cook.
Norton, Bobby Kelly.
Big J.
Colin Quinn, Keith Robinson.
And me and you.
Talent.
Oh, Talent.
Harris.
Oh, I didn't name the black people.
Who else?
I don't see coloreds.
It's color. That's real nice on the podcast.
Oh, shit.
You know, people lose careers over lines like that.
What, really? Like, do you really think people are going to be like, what? Like, she said it on her pod. Like, this is the other thing, too, is that because we don't have an engineer or interns or anyone watching when we do it, it's like, it doesn't seem real.
I don't even think about who's listening to this anymore. Because they got to be really crazy to listen to this crap.
Yeah.
Although the last couple ones have been pretty good.
Okay. Have they?
Yeah. Well, I don't know about the one when we had guests. That
with
was
Jacqueline
all right.
And
that seemed all right. And there's a couple questions I wish I would have asked them about.
Yeah, we should have like just thought about it for 1 minute before we started the podcast.
I know.
I was trying to get him to talk about being a comedy couple. You know, we could never get to it because you were like, "Look at this, vegans tied up a guy on the tree," which was a fake news story.
I mean, the bikers.
Bikers. Taped a vegan. You said a PETA guy or something.
Three PETA guys went and protested a biker rally.
That they should go vegan, and they tied him up to a tree, which was a fake news story, which I should have known was a fake news story because you're constantly, remember you were like, look at this giant mollusk on the beach.
It was a sea urchin.
Whatever.
I had a dream last night that I got mugged in the subway for my sneakers, four guys, but I punched one in the head.
What happened with the other three?
They grabbed me and they started taking
my... Did it turn into a sex dream?
No, they started taking
sometimes
my stuff.
Sometimes you have sex dreams with people that it's so upsetting later when you come to.
I know. I had one with you last night.
No. Stop.
But they mugged me in the subway. I knew I was getting mugged too because they were looking at my sneakers and they're like, you know, walking slow. And I'm like, oh, man. And then I knocked one in the face and the other three.
Is this what
me.
Our podcast has turned into?
What, dreams?
Then I had a dream last night. Four clouds surrounded me.
I don't know. I feel like I don't have anything today. My mind is all on this benefit tonight. You know, last night I got anxiety. I couldn't sleep thinking about it.
Really? I didn't even think about it.
Yeah.
Because what am I going to do? I'm either going to... I mean, in a way, everyone probably thinks I'm going to eat it anyway.
No.
Come on.
I'm not going to eat
Nobody
it.
Nobody has any fucking...
I don't think anybody...
I went and worked out my set at the... I was trying to work out the set at... Uncle Vinny's. So I just did 10 minutes in front of you. And my first two jokes did not work at all. So now I don't know what I'm going to do. Should I do them anyway?
I kind of like it. It's a good joke. That crowd stunk in Uncle Vinny's. I had a tough set.
And, you killed. I felt like you did really well.
No, those girls.
I was even like, I didn't do so great, and then you killed. I was like, yeah, can't blame the audience, I guess.
I didn't kill. I hated that crowd. Oh. I liked Friday night's crowd on Valentine's Day. Oh, yeah, let's talk about my gift that you got me for Valentine's. You always talk about the gifts I get you.
What?
You know, Bonnie always talks about this gift. You know, for Valentine's Day, last week we were in... a store, and Bonnie goes, oh, get me.
Can I just preface saying there was a couple of snow days, I kept thinking I was going to go gifts while Raina was at school, but then.
Well, so we were at Century 21 in Morristown.
Bonnie, the week before.
Bonnie said,
they know this. They know this.
No, they don't. Bonnie said, oh, get me this Chanel. Which I thought Century 21 gives
you
deals.
Because I asked you for Chanel last year for my birthday, and you got me something else that they carry. Because you just got me whatever they carry at TJ Maxx. Yeah,
no,
whatever
was
on sale.
But I got you shirts and a bunch of stuff.
I know, I'm just saying the reason that you didn't get Chanel was because, which is the only perfume
Christmas.
I've ever used ever since I've met you. I mean, even before I met you, except this last time because you bought me a different kind of perfume.
So we're at...
I'm always scared perfume smells like scented pad.
Okay, so we're at Century 21 and...
Scented panty liner. That's my perfume.
And I thought you'd get good deals here, but the Chanel was like $135. I said, well, it's my wife. It's Valentine's Day. I said, okay, let me get her that. And I got her that.
There was a discount.
No, there wasn't. That was it. The discount was
$130. They gave you a $15.
Oh, they gave me a $15 coupon. And then I went to get a shirt with a $15 coupon. And Bonnie was like, give me this hat, too, for $20. So the $15 coupon ended up costing me another $5 to buy her the hat. And that's okay.
I gave you the money back.
It's fine. No, I had to sneak it back from you. And... it's my wife. It's Valentine's Day. And I said, okay.
Okay, but people probably are like, no. What he's like, the fact that you would keep such track. Remember that time you made me get out of bed to give you $35 for the babysitter?
Boy, you could really, you're interrupting this story because you know the ending.
Just trying to remind you about how horrible you are.
And so I said, for Valentine's Day, just get me this polo shirt, brown, medium, custom fit. Brown medium. They have them at Bloomingdale's.
Yeah, it's like $68 or something.
Whatever they are. $50, whatever. So come Valentine's Day.
First of all, I don't even believe that the woman has to get the guy a gift on Valentine's Day. You cook a dinner or something. You don't give a gift.
Everybody gives gifts on Valentine's Day, couples. Well, Bonnie got me this lovely shirt from Kohl's
Rock and some chocolates.
Rockin' Republic. The chocolates came from Raina. They were $1.50 for the box. Rockin' Republic. And I'm going, it's a cool shirt.
Oh, but what did you give your daughters?
Can I finish? And the only problem with the shirt is it's really nice. It's one of those shirts without collars, and I don't really wear those type of shirts. And I said, it's pretty. Thank you.
It's nice for the summer.
And I said, I go, can I return this? I go, how much was it? She said $60. And, you know, Rockin' Republic is expensive. I go, well, $60, I can go get a couple shirts at Kohl's or some pants. And I go, okay, I'm probably going to return. She goes, no, wear it in the summer. It'll look good on you in the summer because she's trying to, you know, get me to wear. No, you don't worry. You'll look good in it.
You will.
And then the next
trust
day.
Trust me, it's going to give you a real
the
useful.
The next day, she's going, you don't want to return that shirt. I go, why? She goes, it cost $7.
Bonnie, no, $7.50. Look, I didn't know that. When Bonnie, I picked it up, it was 50% off. But then by the time, like, it's like your joke. Yeah. When I can believe when they rang it through and it was only $7.50.
Well, if I were to get you something and it was only $7.50,
I didn't want
to
go back in line. I would go back. It was a busy night and I had some severe menstrual cramps. I was, you know.
But I mean, it's a great shirt. But don't. Then she's like, "No, wear it. You'll look good in it." Because she didn't want me to go find, be embarrassed. I was returning a seven. Now, did you buy that with change from the change jar, or did you?
That's your joke.
No, I mean, when you get to $7.50, did you?
From the couch when you told me to vacuum it.
Don't get mad that you only spent $7.50 on the guy who you supposedly love and Valentine's Day.
Supposedly.
$7.50. Did that set you back?
What?
To $7.50.
What? Like, I don't understand your thing with money. Like,
no,
I don't go out and make money. I stay home and take care of our daughter.
You do a good job at everything.
And I didn't choose to make my home in the middle of New Jersey where it's very difficult for me to pursue my goals and dreams and interests.
Okay. You're pursuing them fine.
Listen.
Don't get mad at
me. Listen. And then you keep on needling me about not having any money.
I didn't needle you about not
having money. Yeah, you just did. You just keep doing it.
If I spent $7.50 on you, you would make a whole podcast.
You go out and make money. You live where you want to live. You do what you want
to
do.
I live where I have to live. I have to live here in the beginning.
And I would never, I wouldn't care one bit.
Are you crazy talking about the slippers? The electric.
I don't want you to spend money on stupid stuff like electronic slippers,
massage slippers.
This is so dumb.
Where'd they go?
That is what, you know, that is one of the good things about the house fire. Was some of the shit that I didn't want from you got, you know, I never have to look at it again.
Will you quit picking your nose?
I did it once.
Yeah, for
like
10 minutes.
Time.
You've been doing it for 10 minutes. You're starting to irritate
me. No, I didn't. I've been going like that. That's not picking your nose. Shut up.
You're irritating. Why are you so irritating? Why? Because they push back your hair appointment. What are you going to do to your hair? Get it dyed?
First of all, I don't like the aggressive tone with which you're asking me about my hair.
What are you going to do with your hair? Are you getting it cut, toned, or
Yeah, I'm
getting
it cut and blow dry. Maybe a couple highlights put in.
What, with the tin foil? They put the tin foil in your hand and used a paintbrush?
Oh, my God.
I've seen that done before.
Rich got his daughter's gold dip roses that he got for free last time we were in O&A. Oh,
three
boy,
of them.
When something free is coming around, there's Rich Voss. Can I have three? Are you going to use yours? Are you going to take yours? I've got three daughters. Gives it to them and then makes sure that that's expensive.
I did say that.
You did too.
You told Raina they were expensive.
No, because I didn't think she'd like it.
She loved it. They all loved them. Doesn't matter.
They don't. I mean, come on. They're so cheesy. They're the tackiest things.
No, they're not. They're $60.
Can you imagine
bucks.
If you really did get me one of those? Oh, my God.
If you were at O&A, you would have got one if you didn't know where I got them from. I would have gave you a gold-plated rose. You would have loved it.
No, I wouldn't have. That's the kind of thing you throw in a drawer and never look at again.
Gold-plated rose?
What are you going to do with a gold-plated rose? What is the purpose of a gold-plated rose? Please explain it to me.
See how pretty it looks sitting over
there?
No,
it doesn't. It looks like a piece of junk. It looks like something that, some old lady would have in her house. I don't know. It's a bizarre thing. And then, the guy's like, we dip a real rose in gold. It's like, why? Why don't you just put the gold in something that people want? Why are you wasting gold on a... It makes no sense. It's the stupidest thing in the world.
It's probably a big seller at
He claims it is.
Why, he said that?
Yeah, he said, we can't get rid of these. This is our signature. The gold-plated rose.
Well, on Valentine's... Yeah, because they don't die. Like all the other dumb gifts, or you don't eat them, or,
Because you know why I've always found? A real flower in nature is not a beautiful thing at all. It's once it's dipped in gold, then you got some. I mean, yeah, when you think about it, that is the most fucking ghetto shit. Like a gold-dipped rose. Come on.
No, it would be a necklace or a tooth if it was ghetto.
Well, the thing is, what are you going to do with it? What could you pop? What do you like?
Decorations. If you had a hole, if you had six of those, how pretty they would look in a vase.
No, they don't.
I don't know. I don't fucking know. I don't know anything anymore. I'm done knowing. I'm done with this podcast today.
Good, then stop.
Well, where are you going? Don't take the rose out. What are you doing? It's beautiful. Raina loves it.
Okay, and then.
Look how pretty it
is. It's gold dipped, so it really is
It's really
hard. It's completely hard. But then they've gone to the trouble of painting the rose back to red, and the leaves back to green. Why? Why wouldn't you just leave it gold? If it's gold, it's gold.
I'd like it. Look how pretty it looks.
It is hideous.
Call Raina here and see if the kid likes it. That's all that matters. Is the person that received the gift. Raina.
Yeah, a kid would like
Raina,
it.
Raina. Come here for a second.
What?
Hit pause. Come here.
You like this rose?
Yeah.
Come here.
It's pretty, right?
Isn't that rose pretty?
Why?
Yeah. Come here. Talk. Come here. In the mic. Did you like that rose? And it's beautiful, right?
Yes.
And Jessica and Ellen liked it too, right?
Burp in the mic.
Yes.
What do you like about it?
It is pretty and dipped in real gold.
Yeah, it's dipped in real
gold. What
are you gonna do with it? I'm going to kiss it.
No, come on, be real. Keep it forever or something?
Yeah.
Because your daddy gave it to you, right?
No, because I like it.
Not because your daddy gave it to you?
Because my daddy gave it to me.
But it's beautiful, right?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, thank you. See? That's all that matters.
Okay, no, I agree. For a six-year-old, it's a perfect Always give your 6-year-old a gold. We should get her gold-plated everything from now on. Here's a gold-plated sandwich. She thought that was funny. Yeah, we'll just get her gold-plated stuff now. That's a good idea. They should move on from flowers to other things.
Yeah, well, they start to learn and appreciate the beauty, beautiful things in life.
Yeah. A gold-plated hat.
Let's wrap this bullshit up. Here's the deal. March 11th, we're doing a live podcast. What are we going to do? We got to step it up when we do it live, right?
You can't do this bullshit, that's for sure.
Well, we just got up and rolled into this one. That's the problem.
We always have excuses. That's the thing. We didn't... let's make a thing. Next one, we will prepare. I'm gonna prepare. I'm going to start doing stuff.
Preparation?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, this one was okay. There was some good talk, some controversy, some, you know, insight on things. You know, I'll probably get a lot of text messages from people that want shelves.
Why didn't you sing?
I can't sing every podcast, you know, because... Then it gets old. You just gotta.
Yeah, you gotta. Yeah, you gotta make them want it.
Want it. That's what I say. Want it, and I'll sing again. You know, song lyric Sundays picking up a lot of heat. You haven't jumped on board to that.
I haven't really been into Twitter lately.
You read it every night.
No, I don't.
You're more Facebook now. You jumped over to Facebook.
No, I don't. I don't do too much of either one.
I see you on the side of your bed reading Facebook at night.
I'm not reading. I'm reading a book on my phone.
Why would you read a book on your phone when you could just read the book on your iPad where it's easier to see?
See what I mean, folks? Like, whatever you do, he will.
I'm just asking.
I enjoy the little, like, just laying on my bed with a little phone. I mean, it's easier to hold.
You enjoy that?
Okay, I gotta go.
Why?
No, I mean, literally, not just from this podcast, from this house, from this marriage, from this life. I gotta go.
Where are you gonna go?
I can't.
You and Ellen, my daughter, are gonna move to California?
Huh?
You and my middle daughter are gonna move to California, you were talking about?
Oh, yeah. Ellen and I are moving to California. You and Raina and Jessica can make your home here. Why don't you don't want to do anything on this podcast, and yet you don't want to close it down. Shut it down.
What do you mean I don't want to do anything? Every week I do stuff. I try to get it going.
Stop being so defensive.
Well, don't attack.
You're just sitting there. You're not like you're.
I'm thinking what to talk about next. We do before we move on.
On the 20th, Thursday, Stress Factory. I'm doing.
That's this week.
Yes, Thursday.
I'm at Margo Island, but we're doing the live show March 11th at the Village Underground. Go to Comedy Cellar.
Great, but I kind of need people to come on the 20th to the Stress Factory. I don't want it to be 4 people in there. It's embarrassing.
You know the only problem with the Stress Factory this week?
When?
It's right after the big show in New York where everybody's going to go.
Everybody going to go pay $75 to watch us in New York? Or are there some people that probably didn't pay $75 and might go to the Stress Factory?
Yeah, those are the people you want to get.
For fucking whatever it is, $15. I don't know how much it is.
Who you're working with? Did you find out?
I don't know. He put somebody in there.
No, you didn't ask for one of your friends? Or they already had somebody?
He asked me and I couldn't think of anybody. And he said, how about this kid? Blah, blah, blah. Sounded good to me. I said, sure.
Are you going to rape him?
I'm going to make him touch my privates, I'll tell you that. I'll tell you that right now.
That's what openers should have to do, right?
They should have to rub you a little before you go on.
Can you imagine if you were opening for Roseanne Barr? Oh, I got to go rub Roseanne.
Oh, Tom Arnold did. It worked out for him.
He's a nice guy. He's in our movie. He was nice. He's a nice guy. So we're I'll tell you, this fucking House of Cards, 3 episodes a night. This season's going to go real quick for us.
And that way, this is another thing you got mad about last night.
What?
This is just stuff that happened yesterday. I was going to do a whole week of stuff you got mad. This week, I'll do a whole thing of stuff you get mad about.
What did I get mad about last night?
You were like, people probably watched the whole fucking thing in one shot.
I didn't
you
get
were
mad
angry about it that people might watch an entire season.
Where do you get anger from when I come up with something like that? That wasn't anger. I'm just saying.
It wasn't?
No. I'm saying we could have watched. We could sit and watch that whole season without getting out of bed.
Okay. Goodbye. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you on the 20th at the Stress Factory.
On March 11th, the live 8 o'clock podcast.
Showtime.
March 11th, Village Underground. Tickets are coming.
I thought the March 11th one was already sold
out. No, it's not sold out.
Well, it's going to be.
This weekend, I'm in Marco Island.
Who's our guest? We have a celebrity guest.
Marriage counselor.
Marriage counselor. Who is it?
I don't know yet.
I thought somebody tweeted about the one guy you asked, so I thought it went public.
I don't know.
He said we have great chemistry with him.
Is he going to do it?
I don't know. I mean, didn't you ask him and he said yes?
I don't know. You're talking about, is he a comic or the other guy?
The other guy.
I don't know. Hopefully he'll do it.
Well, you asked him, so now you can't just let it go.
Well, I got to follow up.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. Good. Okay.
Because I've been working, Bobby Kelly's been working really hard on this too.
Yeah, and you've been building shelves, so you haven't had time.
I did. What are you talking about?
I'm bringing it back. I'm bringing it home. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.